This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we explore the world of sideshow acts, how to do them, who is doing them now, and where performers go when they retire. But first, President Bush is in London today on a three-day visit with Prime Minister Tony Blair. They're supposed to discuss rebuilding Iraq and international trade, but they may get distracted by all the ruckus outside. Thousands of demonstrators plan to march by Mr. Blair's office and the Houses of Parliament later this week to protest the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Earlier, we connected with London, and I spoke with Jonathan Friedland of The Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, these large street demonstrations that are being planned give the impression that a lot of Britons are unhappy that Mr. Bush is coming there, but your newspaper, The Guardian, has a new poll out today.
It does have a new poll, and it shows that a large number of Britons are unhappy he's coming. It's not a majority. It is 36%, according to our poll. But I think the notion of more than one in three Britons feeling that they would rather not host an American president, I think that's saying something.
Do you recall how these numbers might compare with President Reagan when he visited about 20 years ago, also at a time of a little displeasure?
The left was certainly against him and didn't like him. But my guess is that, you know, newspapers would never even have thought 20 years ago of polling the question, do you think he should be welcome here? Of course, it was seen as quite natural that an American president would come here. There would be people who didn't like him, didn't like his policies. But I remember those visits seeming not being controversial in themselves. Part of the reason why this one has built up hostility is that, although, as you mentioned, he'll be meeting with the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, he is the guest of the Queen. This is the first ever state visit by an American president ever. So George Washington didn't get one. Thomas Jefferson didn't get one. This is an honor that is uniquely being bestowed on George Bush. People here, a lot of them, find that hard to fathom and believe that in a re-election year for the president, somehow this country is about to be used as a backdrop for, if you like, the showreel of clips of the president touring the world for his re-election campaign next year. So there's a whole lot of different sources of resentment, but partly the extent of the red carpet that's going to be rolled out to him is one of them.
Is this a decision on the part of the British government, or did the White House ask that the president stay with the Queen?
Well, it's a very good question, and one I've been seeking to get an answer to. When you ask people,
they're not very forthright on this.
They're not very forthcoming, and each person says, not me, Gov, it was the other guy. And so you speak to the Foreign Office, part of our British government, and they will say, oh, these things come up through the system, you better telephone the palace. You telephone the palace, and they say, oh, no, we were advised on this. Advice with a capital A, they said to me, as if it was the government's idea. Each side is pointing the finger at the other. It's an odd thought. Imagine if you were a house guest and both your hosts said, well, it wasn't my idea, it was the other one.
Tell me this, the kind of level of displeasure with this visit by an American president, does it reflect a sort of overall tone toward the United States, or are Britons dissatisfied personally with George Bush?
There's been a lot of polling of that, and our poll today finds that still two-thirds of Britons say America's a force for good in the world. Pro-Americanism, I think, is very deep in British culture. The television we watch, the food we eat, the pop culture we lap up, where we go on holiday, it's all about America. You do a survey of where would Britons most like to live besides Britain, it's always the United States that comes top of the list. People are pro-American, but they're not pro-Bush, and a lot of them, people I've been talking to, resent Tony Blair's line that everyone who is going to turn out in these protests is therefore anti-American. A lot of them come forward and say, we're very pro-American. Look at the big welcome we gave to the previous president. Bill Clinton was received very, very warmly here right throughout the 1990s. We have a very specific disagreement with this version of America embodied by George W. Bush. I realize that in some ways Britons have a hard time realizing that to Americans, George Bush is not just a politician, he is head of state and somehow embodies the entire American people. That's not how we look at our politicians. Tony Blair is not head of state. That job is done by the Queen. And so I think a lot of British people are finding it hard to realize why Americans might see in this displeasure that this visit is arousing some kind of anti-Americanism, because it's not meant that way, they insist. It is indeed just a gesture about Bush and his version of American politics that they're rejecting.
Jonathan Friedland of The Guardian newspaper in London. We'll call you back in a couple of days to see how things have gone.
My pleasure.